Thank you very much, Bert. I really appreciate it. I'd like to address your question by discussing a large media merger that was announced just a few minutes ago. Some of you might have heard about the merger between The Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, ABC, CBS, and Fox. In fact, the 20 largest traditional media companies in the United States have just announced they're going to merge the entirety of their news gathering operations. Now, they say there are going to be tremendous cost savings efficiencies from this merger. Is there any doubt that they'll save a lot of money? We won't have any more duplicative gathering of news after this merger of the 20 largest traditional news companies. How about price increases? They make a very strong case that no price of anything is going to go up. They compete for advertising with an uncountable number of entities and so on. However, they have stipulated that if they're allowed to merge, they promise not to increase the price of anything, not of advertising rates, not of newspapers, of nothing. And if this weren't enough, they played their trump card. They said the magic word. They said the word internet. Right? We all know there's an uncountable number of sources of news on the internet, and there's almost no barriers to entry into the reporting of news on the internet. So in summary, tremendous efficiencies, no price effects, ease of entry, and above all, you've got the internet. Okay, how many in this room are willing to permit the merger of the 20 largest traditional media companies in the United States? Could I see a show of hands? How many of you would permit this merger? How many of you, a couple of hands, okay. How many of you would not permit this merger? How many, may I see a show of hands? Okay, those of you who would permit this merger, I think what you've done, in effect, is to say the presence of the internet has immunized or virtually immunized the media sector from the antitrust laws. And I'll spend the rest of my 10 minutes trying to convince you to reconsider your position. Those of you who are suspicious of this merger, I suspect that it's not in terms of price, because we've stipulated price will not be affected. It's not in terms of efficiency, because we've stipulated efficiency will go up, but rather I submit your concern has to do with something we could call consumer choice or non-price competition or competition in terms of perspectives, quality, variety of approaches to news coverage. And this will be the subject of the rest of my talk. My co-author, Tom Horton, and I will attempt to demonstrate that allowing the internet to essentially exempt the media from the antitrust laws would be a very poor public policy outcome. I'm going to focus on newspapers in the time I have allotted, but a lot of what I'm going to say about newspapers I think could apply to other parts of the traditional media as well. I think there are two reasons why newspapers should continue to be thought of as distinct markets for antitrust purposes. First, newspapers can be defined by the one-stop shopping idea. Now, this is a well-accepted idea in antitrust in cases like Staples. It's also well-accepted in newspaper cases in particular. I don't think it's been changed by the emergence of the internet. Now, it's true that anything you can find in a daily paper can be found somewhere on the internet. There's no question about that. However, there's no single internet site that duplicates the kind of material that can be found in newspapers, with the exception of newspapers' own online sites. So you can think of it as a newspaper as a way for people to save a tremendous amount of transaction costs. So the one-stop shopping idea indeed is one reason why we should continue to think of newspapers as a separate market for antitrust purposes. This market has been getting much, much less important in recent years. We all know that, but it's still out there. There's still a considerable number of people who want the bundle of services offered by newspapers. The second reason why I think newspapers should continue to be thought of as a separate market for antitrust purposes is because of the high quality of much traditional reporting, as opposed to, with due respect, the quality of much online reporting. Now, a lot of what a newspaper does can be done at least as well by an internet source. Editorializing, for example, or breaking news can be done at least as well by a media source. However, my co-author and I think there are certain media functions, such as investigatory reporting and local reporting, that, as an empirical matter, are just done better by newspapers than by internet sources. Now, first, in general, it's possible to define antitrust markets in terms of quality. That is, it's possible to define markets in terms of a high quality versus low quality in terms of different attributes of products. There are a number of antitrust cases that have done this. Cases have singled out for separate markets for antitrust purposes. High-end baby products, high-end microprocessors, premium writing instruments, first-run motion pictures, branded dairy products, and so on. On the other hand, there have been many courts that have gone the other way. Many courts have refused to split a continuum, have refused to say there's a fundamental difference when we're defining the relevant market between high-end and low-end, for example. Okay, so what about in the media? I mean, can we undertake the difficult and controversial task of trying to define media markets in terms of quality, the quality of what they do, and in particular, differentiating what newspapers do from what online sources do. Now, there's an incredible literature that discusses whether the quality of reporting by traditional media is better than the quality of reporting from online media. Even though it's the longest day of the year, I sure wouldn't have time to go into it. Instead, I thought I'd just add my own very, very modest contribution to this issue. I mean, how could we possibly tell whether online reporting is as high a quality as traditional media reporting? Well, we decided to look at the metric that the field itself seems to value the most, and that is journalism awards. Okay? We decided to see which type of media has won journalism awards in recent years since they've been open to the new media. I mean, for example, the Pulitzer Prize in investigatory reporting became open to the new media a few years ago, and there have been six winners, five traditional media sources, and one hybrid operation between the New York Times and ProPublica. Now, a sample of six doesn't prove anything, so we broadened our sample, and we were able to find 60 national awards for investigatory journalism open to both the old and the new media. Of these 60 awards, 80% were won by the old media, 20% were won by either a hybrid of old new media or a purely new media operation. We did a similar search for local awards, that is, national awards for local reporting. We found 19 of them open to old and new media. 16 of the 19 were won by the traditional media, two by hybrids, and one went to an old media source. I got a bunch more statistics broken down different ways. Now, I don't claim anything magic about these award statistics. It's only one piece of evidence. If we're going to try to decide in a serious way whether old media such as newspapers are still distinct from new media such as internet, there's an awful lot of things we'd want to consider, and I don't claim there's anything magic about the awards. I just throw it out as our modest contribution to the debate. My final point is that all of this analysis should be done in terms of much more than just price. Let me return to my opening question, my opening hypo. I guess you know it was a hypo, right? My hypo between about the merger of the 20 largest traditional media companies in the United States. I called it actual just to try to get your attention. But would price be your only concern? I mean, if you only cared about price, then I submit we should allow the 20 traditional largest media companies to get together. But some of you, most of you, based on your hands going up or not going up, I think the reason that we also care about competition in terms of quality and variety and perspectives and editorial independence. In fact, for most of us, I think for a sector like the media, we would care more about competition in terms of quality, variety, perspective, et cetera, than just competition in terms of price. And I submit that in this sector in particular, a failure to recognize the crucial role played by choice or non-price competition would be a prescription for disaster, not only for the antitrust field, but for our country as a whole. Thank you.